What message am I trying to convey with this graphic? What message am I trying to convey?
When I see this one, it's this idea that we have a lot of opportunity, but we let that little bit of fear outweigh all that opportunity.
Yeah, you're in the ballpark. You're in the ballpark. We have a lot of opportunity, but sometimes we let fear outweigh that opportunity. Anybody want to give something additional to compliment or something else entirely?
So I would add to that, that it probably also includes things that you do have. So from a loss aversion perspective, you value things that you have more than things that you don't. And sometimes that can influence your decision-making.
Right. Right. That loss aversion, you covet what you have and you'll fight for it to the death because you don't want to lose it, as opposed to trying to gain something additional.
We also sometimes are blinded to opportunities because of fear.
Fear will do that. Fear will definitely constrict your ability to see opportunity. And it's a combination of all three things. Fear of loss outweighs opportunity every time out of the gate. People are more concerned with what they stand to lose, whether they make decision A or decision B, than they are any opportunity that decision A or decision B would provide. And it doesn't matter how big, air quotes, how big the loss is. It can be loss of revenue. It can be loss of reputation. It can be loss of face. It can be loss of respect, loss of dignity, loss of almost anything. The fear of loss is what drives decision-making and behavior. And if that is factual, why has not most of the world changed away from pitching gain, pitching opportunity, pitching benefit? Because that's what they've been taught their entire existence. You got to go in and make your pitch. Give them your value proposition. Show them what you can do for you. And at the end of the day, they don't care as much about that as what they stand to lose. This is one of our laws of negotiation gravity. Now, how many of you can describe how how many of you can describe how gravity works? How does gravity work? How does gravity work?
Go ahead, YG.
It pulls you down.
It pulls you down. How?
Naturally.
Naturally. It pulls you down naturally. Anybody else?
Pulls you down by a force that you may not even understand.
Now hold on to that, because that's critical. It pulls you down by a force you can't understand. Some people say it's a pull. Some people say it's a push. Some people say gravity, time, and space are all part of the same fabric. But at the end of the day, and I appreciate all of you that spoke up, at the end of the day, you have no idea how it works. Do you know how I know you have no idea how it works? You have no idea how it works because this guy had no idea how it worked. And I would bet, I don't know any of you on this call, but I would bet that his IQ is a little bit higher than yours. And he did his best to explain how gravity worked. But at the end of the explanation, he said, we really don't know. And when we don't know something, it's hard for us to believe in something. And when we don't believe in something, it's hard for us to not just ignore it. But the fact that you have no idea how gravity works, you know what it does, but how it does it, you have no idea. Because you can't explain that should not lead you to say, I can't explain gravity, therefore I don't believe in gravity. So I'm going to go to the top of this building and I'm going to step off. Because at the end of the day, gravity doesn't care what you believe. And I only mention this because some of the things that we're going to talk about are backed up by science. Some of the things we're going to talk about, we have no clue as to why they impact human beings the way that it does. We just know that it does. And so don't let your lack of understanding lead to a lack of belief, which would lead to a lack of failure to execute. There are absolutes when it comes to negotiation, and not surprisingly, we call these absolutes the laws of negotiation gravity. And we've got a list of dozens at this point, laws, these absolutes. But these are, for lack of a better term, our top 10. And I'm not going to, you're going to hear me talk about this one over and over the next 8 weeks. The fear of loss, single biggest driver of human decision-making and behavior. You know, concerns, issues, uncertainty. Those are the words that usually come up in the course of the discussion when they're actually talking about fear. And it boggles my mind that people continually go in and the first things out of their mouth are pitching benefits, throwing out a value proposition, and then they get pushback from the other side and they can't figure out why. The reason you're getting that pushback is because you haven't addressed what they are afraid of losing. The most dangerous negotiation to be in, honestly, is the one that you don't recognize as a negotiation. What's a quick litmus test to determine whether or not you are in a negotiation? What do you think? When do you know, when should you recognize that you are in a negotiation?
When someone wants something from you or you want something from them.
Perfect. Couldn't said it any better. Whenever the words I want or I need are in your head or in the head of the other person, you are in a negotiation. Doesn't matter what the want or need is. If it's in traffic and you throw your hand out the window to ask someone if you can move over in their lane in front of them, that is a negotiation. When you are at the table with four other people and there's $10 million hanging in the balance, that is a negotiation. When you're trying to get your 10, 11-year-old to eat vegetables, that is a negotiation. When you're trying to determine with your significant other what restaurant you want to go to, that is a negotiation. There is a website called Secrets. I don't know if it's still up or not. Sandy, is that still up?
It is. It's actually under postsecrets.com.
Postsecrets.com. The purveyor of this website said, in a nutshell, send me your secrets anonymously. I will post them on the web, because if you're struggling with something on one side of the globe, the likelihood that somebody is struggling with the same thing on the other side of the globe is real, and you could probably help them out, at least by letting them know that they're not alone. And in the mail or shipment delivery service, he got a Starbucks coffee cup, still wrapped in the plastic. Attached to the Starbucks coffee cup was a note from a barista. And the note said, "My secret is I give decaf to people who are mean to me." So the most dangerous negotiation is the one that you don't know you're in. Those of you who thought you were developing a tolerance to caffeine, the answer might lie somewhere else. Your voice will induce emotional reactions in your counterpart. I mentioned that earlier. Large or small, positive or negative, but, and we'll show you this over the course of our time together. You can reach into people's brain and you can dial them up. You can dial them back just based on your tone of voice and nothing else. Your voice is your most powerful tool. People will make decisions about whether or not they like you primarily based on your tone of voice.